Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you can trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's the job.
Welcome back to the Crab Feast, y'all. Another Tuesday.
What up? Crab Feast for that ass.
Man, I'm going to have to go on record with the officially probably the choppiest.
Oh, man. Rough waters out there tonight.
I got sea queasy. Woo!
Sea queasy up in this batch.
Good to try to touch your pitch, Jay Larson.
Good to try to pitch your touch, son. As always, Jay Larson over here, jlarsoncomedy.com, Jay Larson Comedy on all social media. This Thursday night, I'm in Portland, Oregon, doing the live radio show for NPR. I put a link up on my Facebook fan page. You guys can go over there if you want to come. It's going to be a great show. I'll do some stand-up and then a little interview and then possibly a game, but it's a great show. And it'll be on NPR at some point. I'll let you guys know the dates for that. And then the 26th, I'm at the Nightlight Show in L.A., and the 28th, I'll be in San Diego at the Whistle Stop Bar on the 28th, and then in April, I'll be at Laugh Boston. All the other L.A. dates, Comedy Store, they just tell you late in the week, so I just post that when I get that. So hopefully you guys can come out to some of those shows. Portland, I'd love to see you out there. That'd be a lot of fun. It's going to be a fun show. Ryan?
Ryan Sickler on all social media, RyanSickler.com. I just want to say I hope you guys are enjoying the Thursday bonus eps out there. A lot of you seem to be. A lot of good, funny, extra eps out there on Thursday, getting a double dose of the feast.
And I know
every
some
week.
Of you have gotten the premium eps, have got them before. A lot of you haven't. We got some other bonus eps coming for you. And we got some other things in the pipeline that we're excited about, right, Ryan?
I love the Crab Feast pipeline. I would like to give a special shout out. Now, I hope this is real. We do, you know, we have comedian friends and some idiot friends who like to play practical jokes, but we got an email out of Kessler Air Force Base.
We sure did, Ryan.
This is pretty badass to me. It says, "What's up, bros? Everyone here at Kessler Air Force Base loves you guys. I listened to you before I enlisted. Now I've recommended this podcast to my military buddies. I want to give a shout out to Mullins and Dobbs." What's up, Mullins and Dobbs?
What's up, Mullins?
You're not going to believe this.
Mullins
and Dobbs!
Hey, Dobbs!
Get us out of here. But Ms. you have
Calvin,
the
man.
Whole Air Force behind you. Y'all are real American heroes. That's out of Biloxi, Mississippi, on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And you didn't include
there, huh?
Your name. You're C. Newstead, 1996. I mean, what a great email to have the entire Air Force behind you. Well, you got entire Eastern Nation behind you, Air Force. We
sure
salute
do,
you out
baby.
There
in fly
the skies
safe.
On the fly safe.
Fly safe, baby.
And under the radar. For any and all Crab Feast related information, go to thecrabfeast.com. You guys still snatching up the merch. We still have some new stuff coming. You're going to see some pins coming very shortly. Got some new pins coming. Premium apps that we used to tell you about, don't worry about getting them. They're coming on Thursdays, y'all. Maybe not every one of them.
Maybe not. But then there'll be different premium apps.
It will.
I would love to talk to you about this. I always get excited when we get a sponsor that I've already been using before we get them. And that's exactly what happened with this sponsor, Brook Linen. They make some of the best sheets. So I had heard about Brook Linen. I can't remember how. And I'm like, I want some nice sheets. You know what I mean? Because I never know where to get nice sheets. I'm like, what's the thread? You want high thread count?
We bought sheets at a gas station.
Exactly. So
I'm looking everywhere for good sheets.
For me, so much of it is like what kind of presentation people present themselves to. Some people at a gas station.
Yeah, I mean, behind some zebra paint.
You know what I mean? But when it came to Brooklyn, I just loved everything they did. So I'm like, I'm going to grab these sheets. And I got white sheets with blue polka dots that were like subtle. And we got them on the bed and we were in love.
I got them too and I love them.
So, I'm talking, these are the ones before we
started. Oh,
this is like, I don't know how long ago, maybe a year ago. And then when they came to us and said, hey, Brooklyn wants to do a sponsorship, I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I love them. So I was so excited about it. Let me just tell you a little about these guys. Founded by a husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich Fullup, in April 2014. And they were just basically like, same thing. Like, how do you get good sheets? How do you know if they're expensive or not? Because usually you see some and like, they can be like ridiculous, like $800 for sheets. And you're just like, I just want good sheets. Especially right. If you ever stayed in a hotel, like a nice hotel, like someone puts you up and you're like, oh man, this is amazing. And you're like, how do I get these? They have no unnecessary markups or fees. Most bedding is marked up as much as 300%. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world with over 12,000 5-star reviews. That's almost as much as Kraft.
Almost as much as the feast.
Brooklinen Sheets named the winner of the best online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. Versatile colors and patterns. And they're simple. You know what I mean? Every time you go to I used to go to like Ross Dress for Less to look for sheets, and they'd be like these tacky. These are classy. They're versatile. You can mix and match, which is something you can do on the website. You can get like, you know, pillows to be blue and then your sheets to be white with blue stripes. Like, you can mix and match, which I think is really cool. Luxury bedding underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. I'm going to say right now, I love my Brooklinen sheets. I really do. I'm really excited that they're working with us. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for our listeners. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code CRAB at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Brooklyn is so confident that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code CRAB at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
Are you hiring? Posting your position to job sites and waiting for the right people to see it? ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/crab. That's ZipRecruiter.com/crab. ZipRecruiter.com/crab. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Well, if you are hiring, you might want to think twice about hiring this next guest.
Especially for a babysitter.
But if you're firing, this is the one for you. We're excited to have her back on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone, please welcome back Lisa Drager.
Welcome to the Crab Beast. Thank you.
Oh, it's so good to have you back.
such a delight. So good.
You're fresh.
Oh my God. Didn't we eat seafood together?
We did.
That's so exciting.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
Seafood in Vegas.
I'm so glad we
were landlocked for that time. Not like that landlocked we were down in
Houston,
Texas.
We gotta stay away from the seafood down there. I have a rule: if you're landlocked, I stay away from the seafood.
You know how landlocked Texas is.
You make dumb decisions
right there in the middle of the country.
Yeah. I don't know, but Chicago has good seafood, so it's like, why can't Houston get it together?
Well, Houston's not landlocked.
That's
the whole joke.
There's
here.
Plenty of.
Oh, yeah, correct. Okay, I did not know that at all.
I didn't either. And I sat there being like, "What? Why are you eating seafood in Houston?" They're like, asshole, you remember the fucking floods?
You were right about Arizona, though. Arizona would have been a risky call.
Yeah.
I'm glad that place was
I wanted to go to sushi.
I did. It was like midnight sushi in Phoenix.
Also, you go to these towns that aren't. I mean, I know it's annoying when people think they're better than people in New York or LA or whatever, but it's just facts. Like, I hate when I go to towns and I'll be like, is that restaurant good? And someone will tell me it's good. And then I get it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're in the middle of nowhere. They know nothing. This town sucks. And, yeah, you can't get recommendations from people in small towns.
Or you just have to understand where you are, you know, like.
I keep making the same mistakes time and time again. I ate a poke bowl in Phoenix. I'm like, why am I at Kona Grill? What am I doing here?
You know, people listen right now, Phoenix, like, you better shut the fuck up, girl.
You all better shut the fuck up.
I did sports.
First of all, it's pokey. Second of all, poke?
I don't know what it is.
It's poke, but I'm saying one time my father-in-law and mother-in-law were out here, and my father-in-law always loves to like talk about stuff that he knows in my neighborhood. You know what I mean? Loves to talk about stuff in LA that he knows as if I don't know. Like, I haven't been living here in 20 years. And he goes, Jay, you know, we went down to this restaurant and they have this amazing Kobe beef burger. And I go, hey, Joe, you know it's Kobe beef, right? And he goes, yeah, Jay. And it's Kobe Bryant, too, okay? And I just sat there looking at him like, this son of
a... Well, before we get into some of your stories here, why don't you promote your social media, dates, anything you'd like to plug, please.
At Glitter Cheese, Instagram and Twitter. And then I'm going to be, I'm going to be in Boston. I'm in Winnipeg this week, if you're hearing it. I'll be in Winnipeg at Rumors.
I heard.
I'm going to be at Moon Tower.
I heard you're going to be
Moon Tower Comedy Festival?
Yeah.
Where are you in Boston? Are you at Laugh Boston?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Laugh Boston. I'm forgetting some, but I'm around.
What's your website where it all is listed?
I don't really update it, but it's at glittercheese.com. But you know the little icon by the name? My friend made it so it's Maggie Simpson, so that's kind of a cool feature.
That's
tight. The dates are not on there. But I post Instagram with the dates.
There you go.
But yeah, I'm excited.
And you're at Insta Cheese?
Yeah, Glitter Cheese.
Love it. And you'll be in
Boston. What are your dates? I wish I remembered. I know I'm somewhere before May, but whatever.
You'll post it.
Oh, Poughkeepsie. March 3rd, Poughkeepsie. Laugh it up.
That's where my wife's from.
Really? That's where Snooki's
from.
And
her birthday is very close to that
date. Put in.
Snooki's from there.
Snook.
She's adopted, but she's from there.
I didn't know that.
Teaching
me things.
She's killing it.
Yeah, she is. She's killing it. I'm not clowning.
Why? What's she doing now?
She has millions of Instagram followers, so she just makes crafts, sells them on Etsy, and promotes shit. She works out, looks great, and she has two adorable kids and a giant house.
You ain't gonna believe this shit.
Oh, man.
Snooki!
Come here, girl.
Yes, there you go.
Bring those scars you've been making.
You guys are good. You're so funny.
You gotta understand, I always know when it's coming. That one I was surprised, like, oh, what's wrong? I gotta say
I was surprised we missed that opportunity. Then it hit me and I was like, wait a second, we gotta call Snooki. You know she's back there.
No, you guys have real, a real connection. I heard when she went to the WWE for an appearance, but she did amazing because she's a gymnast cheerleader, so she actually did some flips and pinned a woman down with her legs. But the WWE guys said that she had the most security of anyone that's ever visited the show or been a guest on the show. She had the most security with Snooki.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if that was interesting or not. So much pressure with the stories, but.
I know. It's overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah.
You gave us quite a list here.
Yeah, but also I'm stupid. It's just so weird to look back at your life and be like, I can't believe nothing comes to mind. And then I'm paranoid about repeating things from last time, too.
Oh, my God. We do that all the time. I mean,
yeah, but they love you. I'm like, I'm trying to win them over.
And we've also been on 300 times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? True. We just passed our 300th episode. It was nice of you to bring a gift. That was really sweet.
What about this one right here?
I drove an hour to get here.
You sure did.
You drove?
No, I got a lift. Whatever.
It's like a lift. That's fine.
Yes. Okay. So it just starts? Are you doing an intro?
We just introed you, girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next story comes from...
Wait, hold on. Do your kids play? Did I already...
Yeah, they're going to play this weekend.
They play. Okay. I just wanted to know. Sweet. Mm-hmm. So I'll continue.
Okay.
Fifth grade. I think it was fifth grade. Fourth grade. The news goes around the school. This boy has been kidnapped. So obviously it's like a
huge... one of your students? The students?
I was a student
as well. She was a fifth grade student. She
I'm saying... I know. I mean, one of the kids in
one
your
of the
school.
Kids kidnapped. And so, you know, pretty wild.
Especially in fifth grade.
Yes.
Because when I was in fifth grade, I'm older than you, but like fifth grade, fourth grade, third grade, that whole little area was when dudes were going around in vans dressed as clowns with candy. And that was like a thing.
That was a thing?
That was a thing. That wasn't a thing.
It wasn't just a fervor. Because there was also a fervor of like cult, devil cult preschools, but it was all like, it's a social psychology term, but I can't remember it.
Devil cult preschools? I mean, that's where our kids
are. It's like urban legend news.
That's actually what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, we chant every night. It's nice.
Oh, man. It's great, great chapter. West LA chapter.
You guys go to church or no?
No.
No, great. Okay.
She said great.
For sure. I went to an evangelical Christian college. It's the worst people.
Evangelical Christian?
Any Why? Yeah. What I college? Went in so open-minded.
TCU?
North Park.
North Park? That's a college?
North Park University. I mean, it's on Foster. It's just like
Where
in
is
Chicago.
It? Chicago.
But it's a Christian college. It was, and I had already dropped out of other schools, but it was close to my parents' house.
This is only okay. people that would take her.
Yeah.
Here's at the this thing. Point. What?
I'll get back to the kidnapping.
I'm not going to let you forget about that. But
never...
what for did college change your view? Like, why would
yes.
you go into that? So you didn't feel that way going into this school.
Because
even
not.
I wasn't against religion or whatever, but I would still would not go to, I wouldn't pick a
Well, like, I thought it was going to be like Notre Dame or DePaul, Loyola.
Oh,
like,
you thought North Park University was just as good as Notre Dame?
Not as good.
What
I thought it would be the religious thing. Like, I thought
on.
It was like
what
Christian,
schools,
but not Christian.
What schools booted you that you ended up over here?
So I went to Iowa State and I dropped out.
The Cyclones like, nah.
Cyclones like, mm-mm.
How long did you go there?
I went for a year and a half, and then sophomore year I got arrested 2 times within a 3-week period.
For what?
For being a drunk bitch.
But doing what?
One was drinking and driving, and then one, I mean, I fully assaulted an officer, put fire alarms, or glass broken, went limp when I got arrested. I mean,
oh, you did that
you
shit. My daughter does that. She's 2. Swinging and then just slouching down.
Just being a bitch, closing the door, shoving, like just being like a true psychopath.
True cyclone. She's trying to be a cyclone. So wait, did you actually drop out or were they like, hey, maybe you should bounce?
Well, I was going to be, because it happened in the dorm.
It happened in the dorm.
It was, I did bad things at the dorm. I also, one time, we set the fire alarms off and then we drank a bunch of Everclear and stole all the exit signs while everyone was outside. And then we hid. I was like,
what'd you do with them? That's hardcore plan.
Yeah, what do you do?
Watch this. They're all outside panicking. We'll take all the exit signs. They needed those earlier. They had them.
Yeah.
That night was nuts because we had the Everclear. So I fucked someone in the common room too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The common
But then
room,
he worked
huh?
in the cafeteria and he fucking ignored me the next day.
That
which is so rude.
That is rude.
Even if you are like regretting fucking me in whatever way. Say hello. You're
Say,
serving tots. What are you doing?
Yeah, you're serving tots, dude.
Like, completely disregarded that we fucked.
You don't
like,
remember the cyclone? Well, that's how it is, huh? Keep your cream smashed.
You act like I don't have all the eggs inside. Give me some extra tater tots,
Give
man.
Me some.
Hey, man, let me get
I'm
some
coming
of that
through
relish.
The slide twice.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I went nuts.
So, all right. So
but then I went to Columbia College in Chicago, and I went for music business. I'm truly tone deaf. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I was trying to find myself. So after a semester there, I was like, what am I doing with my life? But so I got really into like being vegan and working out and stuff. So then I decided to be a PE teacher, and that's where my PE teacher went. I had a few PE teachers and my softball coach and stuff. They went to North Park. So I was like, great, I'll go to North Park and I'll be a PE teacher. Ah, it's Christian.
Cole, can we just talk about, you are just like throwing darts at a board.
I mean,
I'm going to go into music business. I want to manage bands. I don't see them. You know what? Fuck it. Gym, fifth period. That's where I'm at. Where do you even go?
I needed stand up. You know
what was your major? Here trying to follow the path, like yeah, it's like bam, and then
what was your major?
Gym teacher. I was like, wow.
Iowa State.
It was advertising, but then I got really influenced by a professor.
You get influenced easy.
Yeah, so I switched to sociology. And then once
Iowa State should give you an honorary degree. God damn it!
Oh, actually,
oh,
something
here she
wild
is.
Happened.
Cyclone coming in.
But then eventually once I started stand up when I was 21 and I was at North Park, so then I switched back to sociology, which is like so fun. You just smoke weed, chat about the world. It's like it's the best.
Yeah.
But what did I just remembered. Oh, I was freshman year. I got on the improv team at Iowa State, and it wasn't like they were cool. I thought they were so cool. And it was all senior guys. I was the only new one picked from the auditions. I was this freshman. I was like so pumped. And then I froze. I was so intimidated by these senior guys. I really wasn't vibing with them in rehearsals. The first show goes, it's whatever. I also love Jackass. So I did a lot of I would put mouse traps on the ground and blindfold myself and do sketches with mouse traps. But then one day they decided to haze me, or they hated me, or I don't
You're
know.
You're already hazing yourself. What the Seriously? Fuck they wanted to do?
But I wanted to, but they just kept giving me shots. It was one of their birthdays, and I got so drunk and I passed out on stage, and they had to do the show around me laying there. And then I got kicked off the team. But so that was Iowa State.
That sucks. What were you doing shots of?
Vodka. Oh, wait. Hawkeye vodka. It's like $9 a handle.
That's not very.
That's Iowa University.
Yeah, that's not very Cyclone.
I mean, that's
y'all.
The wonder. They fucked you up there, man.
Yeah.
That's...
Me and my, there was like a few of us girlfriends, and we would buy a handle and we would just pass it around until it was fucking empty. Five of us.
Good Lord. You talk to any of them anymore?
I follow some of them on Instagram. There's one of them. Molly is so cool. She lives in Hawaii. She's just like a badass. So of course I'm going to keep following her.
She's influenced me a lot. For a while, I was going to be a surf teacher. And then, how long were you vegan?
Like 2 years. I looked fucking incredible. It was awesome. And then I had a steak burrito on New Year's.
And you're like, fuck this noise.
Yeah, that's just not what I'm about. But because I worked at Fat Camp too. I get really into, I just am obsessive.
You're passionate. Yeah.
You're also helpful.
Helpful.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, working at Fat Camp sounds like a positive thing to
me. You know, I got fired because I failed.
of course you did.
I failed a breathalyzer one morning.
Who's giving breathalyzers?
I think we see a
theme.
Fat Camp.
You think they give an Oreoizer?
Oh my god!
Get over here. Let me
see. Security at Fat Camp, something else, man.
This sounds nuts. Yeah, but once I found stand up, I really chilled out.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, you are. You're so chill.
This is so.
But
chill
even in Vegas,
right,
it's not like I was running around getting
fucked up. You were fucking awesome.
But I'm also, I guess, older. But
wait, hold on a second. How old were you when you were working at Fat Camp?
Yeah,
I would say I was 19 or 20, because I got home that summer and then I had the best 21st birthday. So, yeah, it was 20.
And then you were vegan then?
Yeah.
And these kids must have been like, oh, man, this chick's the shit. Look at her.
Yeah, what age were the kids?
Well, it's actually pretty sad because it's from 6 years old. And to me at that age, why don't you just play with your children? It's kind of weird to see 6 year olds at Fat Camp.
I agree with that.
Don't you? It's
a
little young to send your kid to a weird workout regime.
Yeah.
No 6 year old should be working out.
No.
Or letting being thought that they were fat. Yeah. You're just a kid.
Just go be a kid.
You think maybe what?
6'4" and grow in.
10 should be a good age. What do you think?
It was just too little. It was pretty weird. And then I had, and it went up to women that were 25.
What's a good age to tell kids they're fat?
Nah, that's not what you're saying. Yeah, well,
I know.
That's what the parents have to say.
But it's a lot of rich. Mike Tyson's daughter was there. I mean, the summer cost like $8,000. So
crap.
It was upstate New York. So a lot of rich people. But I had high school girls. And the problem with them was a lot of them just had body dysmorphia, and a lot of them were, or they were used to be fat, and then they just come back every summer. But
how did you fail? What about the DUI? Or, I mean, the breathalyzer. What about that?
So everything was great, and then what they do, and I didn't realize was, no, I didn't fit it. I couldn't make friends. No one, I wasn't in the cool crew of counselors. I just couldn't.
How many counselors?
Hold on a second. Hold on. Kids are there trying to fit in. Right. She's over here like, none of these cops was like, I don't know. Who wants vodka shots?
The girl, I have an issue with all these stories make me sound like a psychopath. It's upsetting. But I had a roommate like this too. I don't like when 18, 19-year-old girls are dating like 25-year-old police officers. And it's happened twice.
Really?
Where they want to be police officers. Something like, I don't know. So this girl ratted me out. So basically, I connected with one girl and we had the best time. We hung out with the kitchen staff. We would just go to the river. Like we would find weed. We had a great time. She also liked to eat nuts and, you know, seeds and stuff. Because a lot of them, the moment I got into Fat Camp, two Russian Jew girls started throwing candy bars at me and being like, eat them. We got to eat them before we lose our chance. And I was like, I'm not really.
Who were
into
they?
It.
These were counselors?
Counselors. And they were used to be campers.
Oh. Had they lost weight or were they still big? God, that's so weird.
They just are the way they are, and they shouldn't have been crazy. Like, one of them still looks the same, and then the other, I think I unfollowed her. I don't know. I have no idea.
Did you hear what she almost said?
Blocked?
Yeah.
That I blocked, or she blocked?
No, she blocked you.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of regular people live lives that keep it small.
I'm going to start calling you coin toss. Because for everything that could have happened, there's a coin toss that could have happened the other way. Like, I dropped out of college or I got kicked out. It's a coin toss.
Okay.
So how do you...
What does that mean? All right.
No. Yeah. But
it's a flip of the coin which way it's going to go with you.
Yeah. You never know.
No. Some people you can predict, like, she would definitely not do that. And you throw out a scenario and I'm like, I don't know. I really don't know.
You said a couple of times, then you found comedy. And tell me if I'm wrong here, but I feel like because we're all so fucking broken and fucked up comedians, that like once you're around comedians, you're just like, oh, finally, I'm just around a bunch of other people that are banged up.
Now, this is my what I think my biggest struggle was as a late teen or teen was the idea that like my friends and I would go to nightclubs and I hated it. And to myself, I always thought, what's wrong with me? Why don't I have fun here? I should be having fun here. This is what people do. They're going to clubs and bars.
At what age?
And I hated it. Like late teens, 18, 19, going to nightclubs. I hated it. And then at Iowa State, it was the same thing. I didn't really fit in. I was on the agriculture floor. I didn't really fit in. I went to all the Greek houses. I'm like, this isn't for me. I mean, I worked at the phone center. I played racquetball. I was in the Jew club. Like I was just, I couldn't.
You're like
I couldn't figure
Rushmore,
it out.
The kid from Rushmore, yeah, a little
but
bit.
But nothing was that good. I wasn't really happy, and I was just kind of figuring it out. And so, when I found comedy, it was like, oh, these are my people. So maybe they're more fucked up or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, it was.
We speak
it just
a language of laughter, and that's what we all speak.
Yeah, it just made sense. Right. Well, it's not even so that. I just used to have these boots.
Not everybody.
I used to have these boots, and they were these cool-ass Nike gray boots with pom-poms that had orange and blue on. I loved them, and everyone hated on them. And then when I started comedy, people started complimenting my boots, and that's when I was like, these are my peeps.
This is it.
And then, you know, I was just happy hanging out. I like the bar. I like sitting in a dive bar where the music's not too loud, drinking and talk. I just found my people, and yeah.
Great.
So that's what happened.
So can I go back?
I don't think it's because everyone's fucked up. I think bankers and teachers and everyone else is just as fucked up, but they can't talk about it in the teacher's lounge. They'd get fired.
Or they just don't talk about it at all.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I mean is that like we openly aren't afraid to say, oh yeah, like you can say anything. You could say anything in front of a stand-up comedian and it's people are going to be like, oh yeah, cool. Yeah, totally. I got a buddy who, whatever it is.
100%.
So I want to go back again to this breathalyzer. Who's giving you a breathalyzer at camp?
So what happened was, I finally made one friend, and she was a badass, and we had the best time. And what I realized that this fat camp does is in the middle of the year, they just start firing people because then you don't have to pay them for the full summer. So it's like firing.
So it's a year-round camp, not just a summer
camp? No, it's in
the
summer, but it's 8 weeks. So some people come just for four. So all the people that just come, so it's less, I don't know how they figure it out, but they don't have to pay you for all the 8 weeks. So right before the 4 week mark, people just start getting fired for any infraction because they save money. I only got a check for $200. So for working there so my parents were pissed. They're like, we paid for your flights back and forth and you've made no money.
4 weeks? They paid you $200?
Yeah, because I got fired.
Yeah, but
so
I'm sure
I signed some kind of contract. I was a
Or you forfeit a certain percentage if you get terminated.
Correct.
And, yeah.
So my girl got fired and it sucked. And so.
Or if you blow a 0.20 on a breathalyzer.
Because I was underage. So it was. So basically, my girl was fired. I was like, I don't have this girl to smoke weed with and just sit by the river. What am I going to do? You know, I worked out. I did all the right things with people. I just didn't have any counselor friends. So one night we all went out. Oh, this dude on a motorcycle. Yeah, he met me out. But all of us were hanging out at this bar, getting hammered. And that's what all the fat kids were doing. All the other counselors were getting hammered. And I wasn't about that life because I had my arrest history behind me.
Sure did, yeah. It's an easy decision for some.
And
you know?
Like a lot of them, they're former fat kids. So they're like eating ice, like they're leaving and going to McDonald's and stuff. And at that time, I was very into, I'm eating vegan. So I ended up getting hammered with everyone. And then, you know, my pattern, how hammered I get. So I just got the most, I have pictures from that night. I got so fucking hammered and I guess I had to be carried it and whatever. And my co-counselor told on me. And so the next morning, she woke me up and she's like, they want to see you in the office. And I knew what it was. I was fucking drunk. And then they breathalyzed me and then I cried and they put me on the little golf cart.
What'd you blow in the, do you remember?
I don't even remember.
They drove your ass out. That's ridiculous.
And it was on a Sunday or something crazy. And I had no money and they just dropped me off at the bus station and I had to wait for a bus to New York. Stayed with my family in Brighton Beach. And then somehow, without cell phones or internet, I found like a girl I used to reception with and my friend Vern was in town and I just had I went to Spring Awakening on Broadway. I had the best New York trip of my fucking life. and then I went home and turned 21 and kept going to school for PE. And then that March is when I started stand up.
crazy. And you're like, you gave that PE dream up?
I switched to sociology because I started student teaching and I hated it. Not student teaching, but like the first level. So observing. So I was like observing health classes and going
to kickball and like dodgeball. You're like, Jesus.
I don't even remember what it was, but the health class pissed me off.
The health class?
Because I do a joke about this, and I think we've talked about it, but they legit took out a rose and started ripping petals off.
Yeah.
And going, this is you, and if you fuck someone, you have nothing to offer but the stem. And it's, so that's when I got really upset.
Do you know who Alan Carr is?
Of course.
The comedian?
Yeah.
From England?
Yeah. I know. Are you? Yeah, Jimmy Carr and Alan Carr.
Yeah. Okay, Alan Carr. When we were at Montreal, this is 2005, he told one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard in my life about sex education. And I'll tell it to you right now. He goes, remember sex education class? Girls would go to one room, talk about their periods. Boys would go to another room, learn how to put a condom on. It was all very uncomfortable waiting for Mr. Johnson's dick to get hard. As if he's just sitting there in the back and this guy's getting a rod and putting a boner on his hard dick. I was in the back. I was punching a wall. I was laughing so hard at that dude.
So good.
Sex education class.
I'm glad you did that accent too.
Can we go back to the kidnapping that we left?
Yes.
So you're in elementary school and the word is through the school and everything.
Yeah, they're like this, our, you know, he's boy is missing. And he lived, my sister actually lives next door to his old house. And so then the next day he spoke to the school and there was assemblies and we figured out what happened. Then I'll get to more details.
Sure.
So then in the future where it's high school, it's 4:20. We ditch school and I'm with this guy and I just burst out laughing. And he goes, what are you laughing at? I go, remember when you got kidnapped? That was hysterical. And he goes, that was the worst thing that's ever happened to me. What are you talking about? And I just couldn't stop laughing. I just thought it was so it was traumatizing to him, of course. So then cut to 9 years later or something. I'm doing some internet Chicago radio YouTube thing. I don't know. And they ask me, what's the most inappropriate thing you've ever laughed at? And I start laughing. Like, I know exactly it. So I tell them this story. But I accidentally use his full name.
Oh, no.
But I never think about it, right? So then cut to 5 years later.
And this is where he lives, right? Chicago?
Yeah, or around. Yeah, so five years later, I get a message in my inbox, and at first it starts as a compliment, so I'm excited. It's something about how, oh, I just saw you on Horace and Pete. That was so cool. I was talking to my coworkers about it. And then we just decided to look up some videos on YouTube since I told them we went to high school together. I leave the room, and I come back, and everyone is weird, and no one's talking to me, and I don't know what's going on. And basically... Now they all know I've been kidnapped. You ruined my work environment, which to me is, why are these people being mean to him? Because he got kidnapped.
Right. Yeah.
Did you see Mystic River?
With Sean Penn.
Remember freaking Robin, Tim Robbins' character. He got kidnapped and they don't even know what happened when he came back. Remember, he's so different when he came back.
I forgot about that movie.
This was just a day though.
Same with, nothing can happen in a day.
No, it was a bad situation. And so, but I gave all these details on this interview. So then the message was Rudy goes, and just so you know, that's if you're going to keep telling this story, these are the true details. It wasn't this many. Because I remember from elementary school.
Who kidnapped him?
Yeah, what happened?
His dad owed money or some weird business deal or
something. Wait, what state is this? Where were you?
I'm not telling
you. Okay, all right, fair enough.
But obviously everyone could put it together. No, something with his dad, misgivings and money deals. And so these people just came to the door, knocked on the door, and they were going to take whoever answered. And it happened to be him, but I remember him telling me it was good that it was him, because if it was his sister, that would have sucked with like rape stuff. Yeah. Brother would have tried to fight back and gotten killed because there's guns. Mom, no one wants their mom. So he's like, he told me that he knew he should have been the person to get kidnapped if someone had to. And I also remember him asking for Burger King, and he got Burger King. And that's what I've remembered for all these years.
I hope he went original chicken sandwich combo meal with a cheeseburger to boot, because that's how I do it.
But I said something about him being tied up, and he said I didn't need to be tied up because there was a gun. So yeah, he was held as a child with a gun for 24 hours. How old was he?
Fifth grade. I would have been like, dude, you don't need a gun. I'm here. What do you think I'm going to do?
I just want some Burger King.
So yeah, talking about it.
I like how you said it, though, as if he like demanded Burger King. You know what I mean? They probably said, like, what do you want to eat? And he's probably like, Burger King. And they're like, all right, yeah, get some Burger King. Can you get me the 6-piece meal? Imagine if like he was that comfortable.
Did you just see that the Happy Meal at McDonald's is getting rid of cheeseburgers and chocolate milk off the menu?
Mm-hmm. So what's it going to be?
Burgers and chicken nuggets, I bet. But like,
just hamburger.
You can still request it, but it won't be on the menu.
What, cheese?
Cheeseburger.
That's all you're asking for is a piece of cheese on the fucking.
I know. I don't
if
get
you
it.
Are not lactose intolerant and you're getting regular hamburgers anywhere. You are a psychopath.
You're doing life wrong.
Why you would not just have cheese on your cheeseburger makes no sense to me.
I 100% agree.
Why would you ever want a plain
glitter
hamburger?
Cheese agrees.
Glitter
Jay.
Cheese, she knows.
Yeah.
Glitter cheese agrees. That should be, you got to get t-shirts. Glitter cheese agrees.
Can I take that?
Yeah. I just gave it to you.
Oh, my God.
I would make some t-shirt. I want to make some pins.
Yeah.
I want to make some glitter
We're
cheese pins.
We're doing that
pins,
right now.
Enamel actually. Pins.
We are doing that right now.
Yeah, because I don't want to travel around with t-shirts, but it seems like people are making money, people buying merch.
They absolutely do
sell
buy merch.
Pins,
we made the mistake of not having it, and our fans got mad at us. Like, where the fuck's the shit we can buy? And so we started bringing it.
Who said I play it?
Yeah. How? Yeah, you guys got to go out there.
You said Crab Feast fans come to your shows.
Yeah, it's really exciting to meet Crab Feast fans.
I love it.
And local comp. Yeah, you guys are a popular one.
Our fans are the fucking best. The
100%.
Best.
100%. But yeah, so that's...
That's a crazy... So what... his dad... What are we talking?
$100,000,
half a million dollars, $2,500. What are we talking about?
Everything fell apart though. Like his parents got divorced. Like everything.
I'm
sure. Like nothing was.
Yeah,
the
of
same
course. Every any woman's probably going to bounce on their husband if their kids are getting taken
because it's their fault.
Yeah, because you're fucking up with money.
Whew, man.
Oh yeah, you're right. It'd
you know
be
what I mean?
Weird. Yeah.
It's kind of a weird deal when you're like, oh yeah, you fucking just stole my kid. You got my kid stolen.
I'll stay. What's next, boys?
Well, you have a lot on it. You said you had some babysitting stories, and it's always I like to hear them because I always have so many concerns with babysitters.
This is more about me than the kid, obviously. But yeah. You'll like this. Okay. So I had two.
So I had a handle of vodka.
I passed out in this bed.
No, I'm really good. But no, some kids hated me, but these were my favorite kids. It was a brother and sister. They were just the fucking cutest. And I was a backup nanny, so I wasn't consistent, but I did have some consistent.
I got a couple on the roster.
Let's go. Bring it in. Lisa.
Let's go. Rock and fire. Now.
Come on now. We just lost one. Take this breathalyzer and then get in the gate. Get in there. Get on in there.
Oh man!
Backup nanny, bro. Oh, that's good. I love it because I have one too. I got a couple on my roster. I'm three deep.
So I was in an agency, but then I got some consistent clients or whatever.
You got a long term deal.
So what was cool was the boy. Like I got to watch him grow. It was like kind of nice. It was exciting. But they were my favorite family. Cool dad, hot mom. I was into everything. I liked the way they parented. I liked the way the house was decorated. My favorite. So. The mom reminds me, she goes, by the way, some handymen are coming. They're going to do work on the house. Just, you don't even have to pay attention to them, but leave the door unlocked. I go, okay. So the girl was going to the grandma's house or to preschool. So I just had the baby boy and we're up on the third
floor.
How old
are you?
I'm a grown up, like 24. I would say between 23 and 27. No, less. I don't know.
I just want to know if you're like 16 or 20. You know what I mean?
Mid 20s.
Yeah. So I'm living a full career. And so we're on the third floor and it's just the playroom, the couch. So we're playing. I have to have diarrhea. It's like it's happening. So, what am I going to do? The kids are like, I'm not sure, but the room is safe. I kick the cat out and I close the door and I just leave him there, do the gate. And just rush to the second floor to go to the bathroom. So I go to the kid bathroom. I have diarrhea, but then I just got an IUD. So heavy flow.
There's always an extra layer.
Always
an extra
layer. It's not like I just want to sit down and shit. No.
So it's blood and diarrhea. It's so much. But I'm in the kid bathroom. So the kid bathroom doesn't have tampons or anything. No. So I'm like, uh-oh. So, you know, I clean up and then I flush and then, you know, I used to wear dresses, but with my tights and underwear around my ankles, I run to the master bedroom into the master bath to try to find some tampons. So while I'm looking for tampons, I hear one of the handymen up on the top of the stairs going, "Did you just flush?" And I turn to him. I'm holding a tampon, like underwear around my ankles. And I go, "Yeah, why?" And he goes, "Well, we're working on the plumbing in the living room, so it all is on the floor."
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Lisa.
I know, it's the worst. I think it's one of the worst.
You don't got enough tampons to clean that shit up, I'll tell you that.
So what happened?
Well, I just was like, I got to get back to the baby, dude. I got to get back to the baby. And I just ran up all the way and hung out with the baby and never left that room until I knew they left.
Until they were gone.
And then, I mean, I'd been back to the house since, so I didn't think there was a huge, I don't know. It was never talked about again.
Wow.
You didn't bring it up when they came home?
No, and then the next day, I think I was back, because there wasn't, was I hiding from them more than one day? I remember, like,
he's
organizing
need you to let
the
cheese. Workers in again tomorrow.
Hey, I don't think so.
I think, well, it's a park day tomorrow.
They've seen enough of me, trust me.
If I can ship myself, I'll ship myself, but I'm not going to be in that house.
But that's definitely the worst thing.
Yeah, that's a tough. That is
terrible. It's a lot. It seems like a fake movie, like an American Pie stunt.
Yeah.
Which is upsetting.
Or Jackass.
Yes.
Man.
Did you see that video online, Steve-O meeting that dog?
Yeah, I did see that.
No.
So he saw some stray dog who was scared, and the dog followed him, and he paid for training and cleaned him up, and now they're best friends.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He loves animals.
I hear nothing but good things about Steve-O.
Yeah, he's great. I've worked with him. He's good. Really
he's
nice.
To be obsessed with Jackass, obviously.
Yeah.
Did you do any Jackass stunts?
Just the mouse traps at the improv stage. And then one time, my friend and I got, like, we rolled down a hill, but no.
Like, jump into a pine tree or something?
We were just rolling down the hill. We were hammered after seeing Jackass in the movie theater. It might have been Jackass 2. It was me and that Molly girl in Hawaii.
Was it a big influence on you?
Huge. Huge, yeah.
What other babysitting stories?
Let's see. I mean,
we're about to get a new babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened or
we just have this, we've had like a full-time nanny, and now we're putting the kids in school full-time. So now she's going to go to another family. So we need to have someone that can babysit, you know, and she's going to have to give first priority to whatever new family she's with. So we need to make sure we have someone that can like be there if we need someone.
Yeah.
My God, it's been really tough. My nanny, like we were like talking to her in the kitchen the other day. Like we're just like making arrangements. We're like, however much time you need, let's work together. So you give us 2 weeks, we're giving you a month, we have as much time as you want. And she's like getting teary-eyed and stuff like that. And I said to Kate, I'm like, this is her whole life. She's been a nanny for like 30 or 40 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like she's with the family until the kids are old enough, and then she goes to another family. And like I go, I think she's like really, I mean, she's like obsessed with our daughter. And I go, she's obsessed with River. And she goes, yeah, it's her screensaver. Her screensaver is River. And I'm like, I know. And so like this morning we were just talking about like, you know, she's already got like, there's like three potential families that want her. She's unbelievable. And she's the sweetest, and she's great with really young kids. And like she was like tearing up, and I said to Kate later, I'm like, oh my God, she was like tearing up. I feel so bad. She's like, I know. And then this is classic my wife. I look at Telma and I go, hey, you know, we're gonna miss you too, you know, not just the kids. She's like, I know. And Kate goes, oh my God, I know. I'm gonna have to like clean. And I look at her, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm gonna have to
she said
clean.
Later, she's like, I felt so bad. Well, because like, you know, most nannies don't clean. She cleans all the time.
Is she foreign?
Yeah. And I tell her every time I come, I go, Telma, sit down, relax. She's like, no. Like, we come home. I'm like, sit, sleep, rest, do something. Stop it.
Yeah, the foreign ones work hard.
Yeah, she works really hard.
I would always recommend someone get a foreign older nanny.
Oh, that's
they will make soup. They will do laundry. They're like, have a work ethic. People my age, I mean, phones.
Yeah.
You will never get a young, the next generation of nannies will all be on their phones.
Well, I talked to one today and I said that phones are just not allowed. And she's like, totally. She's also a preschool teacher, which is really good because she's already like with those kids.
Oh, and then she would come after work?
This would be for like nights and weekends and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
See, I don't let her play with their phone, but I do have them text me pictures. I do FaceTime them and all that stuff too. So that part is the phone I allow.
Yeah, but you don't know what they're doing.
What do you mean?
That's what you allow, but how do you know that she's not checking Twitter once in a while?
Well, I'm not saying. No, I'm not saying.
Well, I follow her.
You know what I'm saying? You give them rules, and then you hope they abide by it. Yeah. But also, I got a Nest Cam.
You do.
Yeah.
But that was the best part about being a backup nanny. If you hated the kids or there was a, you never had to go back. If it was a weird, also this agency, they wouldn't tell you if the child was special needs because they know maybe you wouldn't take it. So then you would be surprised with like a 5-year-old boy with diapers, and that's out of my league. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Guys, I got to be fair with you. I'm just a backup. You know what I mean?
I'm, so, I don't know what you're looking for.
But I'm happy in the CBA.
I think you need an all-star for this one here.
I'm happy in AAA. I ain't looking for me.
Those buses ain't that bad.
Listen, I just got kicked out of a fat camp I used to work at, so I'm cool just being
a backup. But I did teach PE at a Jew school for a couple years, too.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What class? What age?
It was all, well, it's a Jew school, so it's they would go to the
Does
armory.
That mean that most of the kids are of Jewish descent?
It means since it's a private school, it's not, because in Illinois, maybe it's one of the few states, but it's mandatory PE every day. Not in elementary, but when you get to junior high and high school. But in elementary, it's 3 days a week. But since it's a private school, they don't adhere to those rules.
Yeah,
so it's not as serious. They don't have to do presidential fitness tests. It's mostly games.
Yeah.
But I had kindergarten and first grade.
Oh, killer.
And then my niece and nephews go to that Jew school. My sister teaches there. So my nephew is friends with some of the boys and stuff that I taught. So it's funny.
Oh, yeah?
Big.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That's so funny. I was just taking notes today. I was like going through my voice recorder and like just putting notes in. I do like an hour a day. And one of them was about my gym teacher, Mr. McGillicuddy. And he had this like blue Ford pickup. He would drive it across, like he would drive it through the parking lot onto the field, down to the baseball field, and he'd park it right next to the field in the woods, and he'd just sit there like drink coffee and read newspapers until you came down for class, because everyone had class outdoors in the summer or like, you know, whenever spring and fall. And you'd get to the like the van or his pickup, and he'd be like, "All right, why don't you run down there around the tree and back," and like then he'd get out and get himself loose,
because
the tree was like at least 300 yards away. It was a huge field. So then you run all the way down. Then by the time you get back, he's like, "Ah, let's play some kickball." And there were no rules. There was like, you could throw the ball at someone's head. You know what I mean? I remember one time we were like in the gym, the auditorium. Remember that your gym was your auditorium. You had lunch. And the tables that you ate at were those fold-up tables, you know, with the little
big
seats.
White ones with the bench seats.
Yeah, well, we were roller skating. And I'm ripping around. And so, I don't know. I think someone gave me one of those, like, you know, where you pull them by the hand and then you swing
a little slingshot.
And I flew right into a table. And to save myself, I grabbed the table and I fell backwards and the whole table fell on top of me.
Damn.
And just like every stereotypical, I guess, you know, 80s gym teacher, he was like, "Why don't you just go get yourself some water?" And that's what I did. I skated in the hallway, got some water, sat on the stage for a little bit, took a breather.
Amazing.
Well, didn't you teach science? You said you taught science.
Oh, my
too.
God. Yeah, in sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
I didn't really have friends or cool. I don't know. And for some reason, I don't know what came over me, but I just asked him, I was like, "Can I just teach one of the next unit for the week?" I don't remember the unit, though. That's what sucks. But I don't know, Mr. Volk, for some reason, he just didn't give a fuck.
This is fucking crazy.
He gives a fuck right now.
Mr. Volk, hey! Get your scientific ass out of here, man. Bring that pig. Just dissect it, man. Let's get that pig open, man.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Mr. Volk, dude. Sounds like a science teacher.
Yeah, please continue. He was chubby and had glasses, and we mostly watched Bill Nye anyway, so I don't think it mattered. And I took it pretty serious, and I had worksheets, I had some quizzes, I set up experiments, I did do a day of a movie.
Did he leave?
I don't even remember.
I hope he was just like, "I'm out for
I'm out of here."
But I don't even remember the
Did your
students.
Friends take you serious?
I didn't have friends.
Or the kids in the class.
I had a couple of bullies in my class. I have no. They did the. What else were they going to do? They did the experiments. I was at home grading. One embarrassing.
Grading! Oh. Lisa, why don't you go with your friends? I'm grading papers, Mom.
This bully motherfucker right here.
I wasn't even a good student. I wasn't even a good student. I don't know why this happened at all.
You showed initiative, and that teacher probably was like, "You know what? I could use a few days off."
The one embarrassing thing, though, is I had a folder, and I gave it to him with the papers, and he opened it, and a cockroach ran out, and I was mortified. That was embarrassing. Out of my folder.
It was your cockroach?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were getting bullied.
Maybe, but
wait.
I never thought of that. I thought thought I like brought home a from home. Like I'm filled with cockroaches. I mean, it was humiliating.
Yeah, that's tough.
Because he even
ran
went,
out. Yeah. Was like, da, 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 da.
And because he even went, he goes, "That came out of the folder."
But the Volk wasn't so nice after all. Wait a minute. When did you? When did you start getting friends?
No, I had kind of this one girl was
in my
class.
Were you into like punk and shit?
In 7th and 8th grade, I met this girl, Julie, and we were like the witches for sure. Like,
would you do experiments and stuff?
Oh, 100%. I had spell books.
Wiccan? Are you going like, no, fuck that black magic.
We liked rock, but I was like, didn't really, but I was like, all right.
Like what, Dio? What are you? What were you into?
She was just like a
metal. Her name is Dio.
No, she was like a metal person. I don't know. I bought those gothic pants from Gadzooks. And my parents made me return them, and that's the nicest thing they've ever done to me. But I bought those giant goth pants, and they were like, absolutely not. But that was...
So what grade did you start getting friends? Or were you finding yourself?
I just didn't. I couldn't. I've had the same personality for a while. I didn't. I was also foreign, maybe abrasive. People didn't like me.
Oh, yeah, Russian, right?
Maybe abrasive.
Maybe. I don't know. Setting fire alarms
people
off.
People didn't like it. I don't know what their problem
I don't know
was.
What they're doing.
But I have.
Gave the guy a C minus. I don't know.
Well, now that I'm in therapy, she asked me, she was like, what's. What was your first best friend like? And it was horrifying to talk about it. But this, I mean, we like humped each other and stuff. And I feel like that's kind of normal. But we had a pool table in my basement. And she took the fucking eight ball, threw it at my head, concussed.
Whoa.
She like, I remember whipping me with a chain once. She stole money from me. But lived across the
way. Was she older than you?
No. And she would ignore me at school. So she'd be friends with me. Oh,
can we roll back a second? Did you grow up in like a row
townhouse?
Home? Townhouse.
So it was a bunch of townhouses. So it was me, this girl, and then this Russian boy, and his mom thought I was a bad influence.
Was this a whole Russian neighborhood?
No, she wasn't Russian. It's actually tragic. Like, both her parents died. She had a bad stepmom. But when her dad was like, she showed us her dad's
chain.
She showed us her dad's pocket pussy. What did you say?
I said she also had access to some chain.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's a fucking big get when you're that age. Let's hold on. I don't want to think you. I didn't hear what you just said. She showed you her dad's pocket pussy?
Yeah, I remember like the sparse pubes on it and stuff. It was so weird. And I was
she brought it to school or something?
No, I was at her house. I'd go to her house. She wouldn't talk to me at school.
Hey, come on down in the back of the cul-de-sac.
This is what I'm saying.
There's no cul-de-sac.
I have crazy fucking friendships, and I just realized it because she made me like look back, and I'm reflecting on all these things. And I feel like I have had these weird masochistic
friendships. Of course she was my best friend. She threw an eight ball at me. Wait a minute. So she wouldn't even talk to you at school? But
no, and sometimes like with the other boys, there was an Indian boy and a Russian boy. While we would all be friends, she'd be like, I don't want you talking to her. And they would all ignore me. And then when she would ride the bike around the block, they would talk to me and be like, sorry, we have to ignore you. And I'd be like, it's all right. I understand. But I didn't.
Oh, my God. How'd you get a pool table?
My sister's boyfriend's family didn't want theirs anymore.
Got it.
Yeah.
Greenfelt?
Yeah, but then we ruined it because we used it for laundry and just like kit. We just like ruined it for sure.
No, I hear that.
We ruined it.
But
she also, her and her teen sister would lock me in the basement and quiz me on pop stars and like punish me if I didn't do things right. And
what kind of questions would they ask you about pop stars?
They would like look at the posters and be like, name who this is. And it was Madonna's. What's it called?
Antonio Banderas?
No, it was when she looked like Marilyn Monroe. So I said it was Marilyn Monroe. And they're like, you fucking idiot. Like, I don't. Yeah.
Get in the fucking.
I don't remember. It's just like little pieces and stuff. But it was great. Yeah. We fake had sex for sure.
How old were you when you were humping her?
First, second grade.
Oh, okay.
How old was she when she hit you with that chain?
We were young because by the time. Why?
Honey to honey. Wasted.
But in fifth grade, I was invited to her birthday party. But
when I got there, she shoved my face in the cage.
This
she
chick
beat
was crazy.
Me with the poor girl went through a
but
lot.
She had one of those color Macs, which is cool. Like those that are fun
those
colors.
Pink, purple, blue.
Yeah, at her birthday party, I remember everyone played Spin the Bottle, but I was too nervous, so I sat eating chips and watching.
I'd have been scared she hit me with the fucking bottle.
Just I sort of how do you watch the ball? Come on, Kevin, Kevin, Kevin! All right, way to go!
I'm Tina. Yeah, Kevin.
Listen, I can't make out with you unless your face is bleeding. So, all right, come here and kiss me, damn it.
But and then in high school, like, everything was fine. But she became cool. But in second grade, I had no friends at all. And there was this crazy.
When did you move to this part of the world?
I was three, but I went to juice school. I went to Tora Tots for a bit, but I bit my the lead mistress.
Tora Tots. Ironically, the same thing that dude in college that banger was serving. Hey man, let me get some of them Tora Tots, man.
I'm coming through a third time.
You know, he fucked me last night. Hey! Hey!
Just yelling at a half a bottle of fucking Svedka.
Screaming it in the cafeteria.
You know he's got a small dick. So wait, second grade, you had hot.
Second grade.
I'm so sorry.
No, in second grade, I had this one girl, Jenny, and her parents, they went to Disney World twice a year every year, so I should have known she was nuts. But after a while, she just went, listen, I've been using you for erasers for my eraser collection. I really don't want to be your friend anymore. I was like, okay. So that sucked. And then.
Erasers?
Yeah.
Traded you out for erasers. Listen, she did you a favor.
Who fuck out with that chick eraser collection?
Yeah, exactly. You could go to the store, buy 50 erasers in one pack. There's your collection. What the fuck?
You think this chick's got an income, right? What second graders are buying erasers?
Could sold some of that chain. Probably got some eraser
money.
It's
a different chick.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, and then I tried to be friends with girls that were older than me, and they were like, we really don't want to play with you. So I was just walking around.
They would say that. They would actually say
that. Yeah, but that makes sense. I know that's harmless. They're like, listen, I don't want to play with your doll. You know what I mean? Like,
they just didn't want it. And then I had one experience, and this girl's like a badass, and I like her so much. And I should message her this because I've been thinking and ask her if she remembers. But she ended up eventually being a great friend. She was at my Spice Girls birthday party. But in second grade. And then we hung out in London a few years ago. She's like a badass, went to Oxford and Northwestern, and she's cool. But
and you were like, Oxford, Northwestern, girl.
North Park.
I went to fucking Iowa
North
State.
Park. North Park.
Northwestern. How about North Park?
You finished both Northwestern and Oxford? Girl, I didn't finish either of them. Oxford, man. You ever see Oxford Blues?
No.
It's a rowing movie with Rob Lowe when he's like super young.
She rowed.
Gorgeous. Of course she did. She did. Yeah. Don't go to Oxford, not row.
Yeah. She was cool.
I'll go for the shirt.
Her parents were Asian and strict. That sucked. But in second grade, she told the teacher, because we all got ribbons for sports excellence. So it wasn't presidential fitness, but you get ribbons for doing some, you know, lunges or step ups. I don't know. Pull-ups, climbing a rope. And the teacher brought me out with this girl and said, did you tell her she would never win a ribbon? I go, I would never say that. And they're like, you told her. And she was in tears. She's like, you said I'd never win a ribbon. I go, I couldn't believe that I got a ribbon, because I got a ribbon. I was like, I can't believe I got a ribbon. I'm like, that's what I said. I didn't say anything. And just it destroyed my reputation, I guess, because then we did some pilgrim shit and the teacher was passing
pilgrim
out cookies.
Shit.
And she goes, I'm going to give you your cookies last. And then skip me
I
over
got
and get all
these
smallpox
blankets for everybody, bitch.
Do you think that there was an element of people not liking you because you weren't born here?
I don't think it was on purpose, but I did get made fun of for my lunches, because by fifth grade I demanded American lunches.
What
I go,
were your lunches stinking like?
You cabbage,
tomato, like salted tomato, meatballs. And we were poor, so it was just like, you know, I didn't have the Ziploc bags that zipped; they were the foldy ones,
yeah,
stuff like that. But people, for some reason, and I had this—I don't know—I just got made fun of for my lunches. So at fifth grade, I was like, I want salami sandwich, I want peanut butter and jelly, I want string cheese. Give me fruits. Like, I was like, I need
American cheese, Dad. Everything.
Thousand Island, not Russian dress.
God damn it.
I just was done with the. But so then I was on reduced lunch, too. So I guess sometimes I'd buy lunch. But
see, I was on free lunch. I was always humiliated by it.
Could they tell? Because you'd still get tickets.
Yeah. That's how they could fucking tell. You walk through the line with everybody else that has money, and you're just standing there with a fucking ticket.
Oh, see, for us, everyone had tickets.
Oh, no.
Well, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, they, not our way. It was cash or tickets. And you had to go down in the morning and huddle with all the other kids that had free lunch and wait in line to get your ticket. Then you go about your day. And then when you come back, you get in line and you go through line with everybody. And it's a double line. Like, there's an entrance here and here, you know, so they all come in. And then there's two registers right here, like at the stadium. Uh-huh. And so you're just holding that ticket in front of everybody.
No, you're right. Oh, I feel like in junior high you had to say your name. But in elementary school we all had tickets. Blue and yellow.
Mm-mm. Green. These were fucking green. I'll never forget that green ticket.
Yeah.
And then I would feel bad because on Friday I would scrape together, like, you know, I'd sell candy for baseball, but I'd just throw my, you know, grass cutting money and shit in there. And I would take that.
Now I got my grass cutting
money. I would take that and I would double up on Pizza Friday. Like, so I always felt bad that I would have a free ticket.
Y'all think I'm poor now? You think I'm poor now? Two slices, motherfucker.
Yeah, I would always feel bad about that.
I don't even know how we got to reduced lunches.
North, you said you were poor talking about the lunches you made. Or
third grade.
Wait, you have brothers and sisters?
I have a sister. She's 10 years older than me.
Oh, so, I mean, how was it for her coming here? She was have been
She's a superhero. Yeah, my parents didn't speak English. They were old. Like, my parents were janitors at Tora Tots, so I can go there. So after my dad worked at a factory at night. My mom was going to school. And then I would go to Tora Tots, and I got to stay late, and I would steal popsicles while my family cleaned.
Are you friends with Solomon Giorgio?
No. But I know him. I mean, I'm a
fan
of his.
Both his parents were janitors.
No, I didn't.
And came over here when Solomon was 10, I think, right?
I can't remember, but yeah.
But yeah, you should talk to him.
Like him, but
I don't know if he was as poor as he sounds. He talks about his situation being poor, but he didn't have a pool table. I mean, I know that much.
Yeah, we definitely had a townhouse, yeah. But my sister had to do everything. She filled out the paperwork. She went to the offices. She'd called on the phone. Like, yeah. She translated everything. I would translate at TJ Maxx or something, but she was doing the heavy lifting at the mortgage offices, like studying for the Russian test, the American citizenship test.
I love that you're just with the TJ Maxx call up. That's straight up. I'm the backup translator.
If you need me, I'll be over here. I'll be over here with a halo pocket. If you need me.
I need to do underwear. I just myself when I was babysitting.
Your Honor, while they're going for, are they doing any work on the pipes? I'm thinking I got a diary.
Oh, my lunch is kicking back.
My free lunches. My discounted lunches. They're repeating on me again. Not that way.
Oh, man. Brutal. I love that you're pulling.
So do you have a close relationship with your parents still, or?
We're close, but not, and it's weird, and I'm working on that right now because my dad just turned 80. I got him a Fabergé egg.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's very nice.
It felt cool.
What's a Fabergé egg?
It's this Russian old artist, and he would make these decorative fancy eggs.
You've seen them, like, blue with jewels all over them.
So the company's still going. Obviously, that guy's dead. So they're not millions. They're just a few hundred. They're, like, hundreds of bucks, but studded, beautiful, and then you open and there's an elephant, a little guy, and an elephant. I mean, it was cool.
Got him his name on a piece of rice. He can't read it.
Bought him a star.
No. I don't like that. I don't like the buying of the stars, the constellation things. I think that's a little too cheesy for me.
Yeah.
You guys love that.
I don't know.
I would like to, if someone bought me an animal at a zoo, like adopted an animal, I'd like that. But a star, I don't care for.
Yeah.
If it was something prominent, like in Ursa Major or like in Orion's belt, then I'd be like, fuck.
That's
yeah.
Big time.
I'd take the middle.
See Orion up there?
Buckle. That buckles me right there.
I just think it's a scam.
Of course it's a scam.
Oh, okay.
What do you think we all think one day? Hey! They're already burnt out. They don't
star
even exist.
Star names for everybody, goddamn it. I'm buying y'all star names.
So why do people do it?
Because it's kitschy.
Oh, okay. My God.
All right.
So your dad just turned 80.
Oh, but he would. When I was a kid and I'd ask for expensive things, he would say, what next? A Fabergé egg.
Oh.
And it was like this thing he'd say.
So and did he love it?
Yeah, I finally did it because he hates everything. Every restaurant's a waste of money. Every item, we can't use it because the war might happen. Like, they don't use anything. They don't spend anything.
He might not
they
be
hoard
wrong.
Things. And he's disappointed with everything. So this was the – I think – unless I get him Soviet shit, this is like – yeah. He was excited. My mom's 74, so I want to become closer because someone recently asked how did they meet, and I have no idea. And that's insane.
They were in Breadline. And
I'm sure it was true. But because they're also both sluts and have this wild.
Your mom and dad?
Yeah. They're both sluts and have had. Because in Soviet Russia, they had my sister, and then 10 years later, they got married, and I was born. Like, they got married on the 22nd, and I was born on the 31st. So how did they get away with this?
Yeah.
My mom has some other kid. My dad had a bunch of sluts. Like, I don't.
Your mom has another kid where?
in the suburb of Chicago. But he's in his 50s. So I have a brother that's 26 years older than me.
Do you know him?
Yeah. I don't know if he's my. I don't know. Yeah. No, he's great.
Cool. That's interesting.
I was told his wife was a witch my whole childhood. So it's hard to.
Is that why you got into that?
No, like a bad witch. You, come on.
What? Sorry, you sort of sounded like Black Sabbath a little bit.
No, good spells.
You
only.
Didn't sound like. Oh, you were. You were. Is that Wiccan? Then is that what? Is that
I mean,
good
it was
spell?
Bullshit. It was like
fairy
respect, Ryan.
I watched True Blood.
Oh, but with North Park, how this all started, I went
thoughts?
In open minded.
Can you hear my thoughts?
Did you graduate from North Park?
I did. Sociology.
What was your GPA?
I don't know, but it was sociology, so I'm sure I got all A's.
Yeah.
Maybe a B, but it was my I wrote one paper on The Simpsons, one about Ethiopian Jews. We had a senior seminar with one of my, and like, not senior, we had to do an experiment on kids at the school next door, and we got to use my favorite sociologist at the time. It was fun. It was a good time.
Cool. Do you speak Russian?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do, for sure. But a lot of those people were bigots and hateful and used religion to just be the worst hypocrites. And then they like brag about going to Africa. Like it's, they're just disgusting people, but have this moral superiority. And
so that's
sucked.
What started to turn you off.
Yeah. I went in open minded. Yeah. There was people comparing. First of all, you can't use a Bible as like evidence for a paper. I think that's crazy. But you know, there would be people that would say, you know, God forgives everyone, but it doesn't mean he condones it. Like, he would forgive a murderer, but it doesn't mean he wants you to be gay. Like, comparing being gay to being a murderer. I had a morals and ethics class, and we had to write 3 essays. Every essay was about gay marriage. And I was like, this isn't even an issue for me. How is this what we're talking about? And it was just people that were 18, cocky, religious, and thought they knew everything. People went there to get married, and it's gross.
Yeah.
It was just, like, a gross place where... Like one boy, like we you couldn't pick your point of view at one play at in one class, and you had to argue what you were assigned. And a guy was assigned pro gay marriage, and he was like, "I can't do this because I can't think of any valid reasons." And I just remember standing up and screaming. I was like, "If you can't think of the reasons of your opponents, then you don't know why you believe what you believe." I'm like, "This is all fucking bullshit." And I would leave. I would just like, I would fight with people for sure. But I did have this old
didn't
dirty...
treat us like this at Tora Tots.
But
teacher's like, I don't understand why she doesn't have any friends.
But the old sociology guy, he was around for 40, 50 years, so he knew how to push people's buttons. But we read an article about how women don't have to put motherhood first, and you can like have hobbies, and some student. How dare you make us read this disgusting fit? Like, they were pissed. We were talking about adopt. They were against gay adoption, but then it's like, but you know, adoption helps people. You're all about adopt. They're just like hateful people. I hated them.
Yeah.
It sucked. And then there were a few superstars. And then my best friend has worked there and went there, but she obviously doesn't adhere to those rules. I just went in open minded, like, all religions, whatever. And I left being like, you guys suck.
Yeah.
You're gross.
Yeah. They were. You know, some people are, you know, it's like anything. Some people are super far to the right. Some people are super far to the left, you know, and depending on in everything, you know, religion and, you know.
Yeah, but it's just.
Speaking of which, you told us, you mentioned you had a threesome recently. That
Speaking of which.
Yeah. Are you sure you don't want to talk more about how I didn't have friends? We're only in fifth grade. I don't know if you wanted to go through junior high.
I don't want
high
you
school.
To go
Wait,
back
when
through
was
it.
The- When was the threesome? I thought you said it was
no,
like eighth grade.
No, I was making a joke. It didn't work, you guys. So I went through a rough breakup in the fall. I was did not want it to happen. Sad. So sad.
Because I remember when we had talked last time, I like hit you up like, hey, when are you going to be in LA next? And you're like, oh, yeah. My God, I have so much to tell you. And then
we were going to come here together.
I saw you last in the summer in Vegas. Yeah, were you in love at that point?
Yeah.
You were? Okay.
100%. Yeah, I was so excited. But it was long distance. But yeah,
we had a great
time.
I
just thought I was going to get married. I was very into it. So it's taken me a while to get over it.
How long did you date?
Not long at all, like 5-6 months. And we only were in the same place for maybe 4 weeks or 5 weeks. Like we were just, it was, I guess, an insane thing. But
yeah,
I was in love. But it was just, I've been sad and miserable. And I just couldn't get past it. So to me, I was like, I just need to fuck a couple. I feel if I get I fuck a couple, I'll get back into the swing of things.
I mean, that, dude, that's what every expert says.
Every time.
Have you fucked a couple?
Get out
recently?
And fuck a couple.
I know you're having a tough time.
Couple guys.
I know you have some deep rooted stuff from your childhood, but have you fucked a couple lately?
Well, because it's intimate, it's fake intimate in a way. So it's like you're this intimate moment. You're gonna be like fucking. It'll be intense, like because you're assuming there. If there's a couple out to try to fuck someone, they're freaks. Yeah. The sex will be good. It'll be a fun time, and then you can leave, but you experience like a certain thing.
How many couples have you fucked?
I only had one foursome, and I loved
it. You told that story. Yes. Yeah. I remember that.
So
okay.
That's why I thought the threesome would be good. So I loved that, but that was my only.
And it's they were like a situation. Group that did this once a year or something yes. like that, right? Yeah. Yeah, and they brought you in.
And I loved it. Yeah. So, and then also, the breakup was my first girlfriend. So I dated a girl for the first time, and
that's right.
I don't know if I want to fuck a dude. I'm just not ready for a full dude. Like, I just can't really think about that. But I can't just find a loose lesbian. I just don't know.
A loose lesbian? It's a biker game out in San Antonio. A loose lesbian.
I just feel when you fuck one on one, you want to like connect with someone and really like them. But with a couple, you don't really have to. And then I'll get both things.
Totally.
Because I also.
And you can experiment with how much of the dude you want to get. And then.
100%.
Yeah, totally.
Because also.
Because if you get a dude one on one, he's going to want it all.
And I didn't want it. I've also been, I got addicted to Survivor and porn to get me through the breakup. So I've also been watching a lot of porn. So like a part of me did want to touch a dick. Like I wanted it, but not the full. So a couple was the way to go.
I mean, you got me wanting a dick, right?
Put the headlocks on my balls.
Wait a minute. How did you get addicted to Survivor? Like the show Survivor?
100%.
What is
Survivor? That's where they're all on the island or whatever, right? Or wherever?
Yeah. They're on different islands. It's the 36th season starts soon.
Good God. Holy is it really 36 shit. Seasons?
Correct.
How many episodes per season? It's like real seasons, not like 6 episodes.
Like 18 to 20.
Fuck. And how many have you watched?
Not in order, but I've watched around 20 in the past since
seasons
September.
Or episodes?
Seasons.
Damn.
Yeah, I was really depressed. I wasn't like
that. No shit.
Because I don't have to work, really. I just do spots. So, like, I do comedy. So, it was really easy for me to fall into winter bat in hotel rooms. In hotel rooms, it was more Forensic Files, but.
I like Forensic Files.
Me too.
I love that shit.
But it got, like, bleak. And then also, my roommate liked it. And so I had someone to watch it with. And it is the best show. I didn't realize I was going to get sucked in. But I watched it with my ex. Like, she really liked it. Annie, my old roommate, she really liked it. Told me about it, but I didn't buy into it. I was like, "What? It can't be a good show." And then when my gal came to town, she doesn't get it in London. So she was like, I was like, let's watch Survivor while we're hanging out. So I got fully invested. We watched season 31, Second Chances. And it's people that have fucked up in the past come back to redeem themselves.
Oh, shit. This is your
mantra. Your whole life is season 31.
Yeah. Oh, God. I can't wait to just come on. Do you make fun of everyone? Like, is everyone else give you the easiest?
What do you mean? We're loving you right now.
Well, because I just feel like I came on to get made fun of, but I want to know if it's.
No.
You were not making. We love you.
I'm into it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm into it.
She said, I'm into it.
Did you not hear about all my friendships? Yeah. Be as mean as possible, please.
Rod, grab the chain over there.
Let me get that chain right here, Rod. Hey, little girl!
Yo, give me that 14.
Little girl with chains.
Yeah, but even my college roommates, okay. We were supposed to all live together, and then they went and signed a lease without me and then told me. Like, I just couldn't get it right, you know? I'm not saying I was innocent in all of this. Yeah. People didn't like me for some reason, but it sucked. I mean, I, yeah, I know the reason.
You know that she said, I know the reason.
You know you...
I was just trying hard. I
shit your period all over our living room. So... We're going to have a tough time.
I don't know if you know what that does to wood floors.
I'm just going to let you. We can't keep you around. You're great with the kids, but
you just buckled my floor. This is going to be a $7,500 replacement. It's buckled for wood.
That's pine. You know, that's softwood. You know,
the smell has set in here.
So wait, how was so? What was up with the threesome?
Oh, so I knew I needed to fuck a couple, and then for some reason I felt like Phoenix would be Scottsdale, but Phoenix would be the one. Arizona's filled with swingers. I just knew I would find a couple. So got on Tinder and found this couple. I just knew we'd be into the same thing. And so I messaged them immediately being like, did you guys want to fuck or what? Or something like that. Like pretty blunt to the point where the guy definitely thought I was a dude and I was catfishing them. Like they couldn't believe it because I was too forward. But then I kept fucking up. She's like, what are you doing right now? And I was like, oh, because I was going to take photos on my on the laptop. So I was like, oh, I'm going to take pictures to send you on my laptop. She goes, why on your laptop and not your phone? I was like, oh, I'm just on my laptop. I don't know. And they're like, well, that's weird. And I was like, oh, no, I'll do it from my phone. Like, I think they thought it was fucking with them. And then also... I didn't want to tell them I'm a comic. I'm like, I'm here for work. And they're like, what work are you doing just at night? Like, why can't you? Because I have a kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they have to like, they need to go to bed. They have a child. So they wanted to get the threesome going. So why am I working at night? So they didn't really believe who I was. But did the shows, after the shows, went to their house.
What club are you at?
House of Comedy.
Oh, yeah.
And they came to see the show?
No.
Okay.
No. I did not. That's, I've tried to avoid that. You don't need them knowing everything about you.
I don't know. You've made a lot of decisions. So I just want to, as Jay said at the top, it was the tallest of a fucking coin on that answer.
But I felt vibes from a hotter couple at the club. But for some reason, I was more attracted to this other couple. But there was a hotter one, and I don't know. It was weird. Maybe I should have gone with the other ones. But
and how do you know? Like, did you know you could have gone with them if you wanted to?
Yeah, there was like a vibe. There was like a chat. I knew it was well because I talk about it on stage. So I have been getting more.
Oh, and so they feel like they can approach.
Because I was in La Jolla and a couple was texting me.
Is there a move? Is like an elbow? Like you know?
There's an elbow. The guy was like, "We want to have a threesome." He goes, my girlfriend's coming. We want to have a threesome. And then she came and she was being, she goes, don't worry. The girl always takes charge. Like she was just, yeah, it was
you're like,
over
I've
the
had
top.
A foursome, so chill out. No. Easy.
But for some reason, I don't know. I wish I was into the hotter couple. But I arrived at their house. Everything was good. They had good weed. We were drinking, getting along.
Where's the kid?
Grandma and grandpa's.
All right. Guess
perfect.
Yeah. everything was fine. And then eventually I heard her, we were getting hammered, but, and then eventually I heard her say to him, like, just make sure she doesn't know you voted for him. And so I knew it was about Trump. So I just went, listen, I got that vibe from you. He goes, well, I'm like, I know who you voted for. I know you're a racist, but I just, let's not talk about it. He goes, how did you know? I go, I just know, dude. Like I just, but
it's tattooed on your dude. Yeah.
I like, crying. Here's what I'm laughing at is like, you're just trying to have a threesome. Why even bring, like,
politics?
Why
even,
right? No, she, no, not oh, you. Yeah, yeah. She says to him, like, just make sure. Do you, like, why even bring it up? You know what I mean? Like,
were they kind of like a.
She was from Iowa. And
like a more
numbers.
Fucking cyclone.
Were they more.
They were
like
tatted up. They were white trash.
Oh, they were tatted up and shit?
Tatted up.
Then why would they even care? Who cares? Why even bring that up?
They were fully tatted.
So you say, whatever, I know, shut up about it.
Yeah, and he's like, how'd you, I'm like, I could just tell, but we started hanging out, and then it had to happen. So I made the move on the gal, and then we went upstairs and had blue lights under the bed.
Like what, like a car? Like neon lights under the car?
You're saying, yeah. Ground effects, man. It rims on that thing too, Flat. Original.
Oh God, original rim. Had blue lights underneath, like the square of the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, they were prepped and ready. That shit was on when you got up there.
Yeah. We started hooking up. I was not into it for a few reasons. One, I think she's just gay. I think she's gay. I don't think she likes her husband. She kept being like, "I only like fucking girls," and I was like, yeah, I don't think you should be married to this dude. So that was kind of weird. I didn't.
He's like banging you from behind. You're like, listen, I don't think you should be married. Listen,
I'm only doing this to be close to you. Girl, you should leave. Yeah.
Hey, what are you guys talking about over there?
Nothing. Just keep dating you.
Keep up your end of the
bargain.
Just
keep fucking her, goddamn it.
Listen, I'm trying to get out.
So I just got out of a relationship, but I'm telling you.
I'm going to get on top of him, and I'm going to hop off and run. You can have it, girl. I'm out.
Oh, my God. So was it good? Was also, it terrible?
Well, wasn't terrible. But also, it seemed like it was too much about him. Like, we were doing something, and he's like, go get the strap on. Just put on the strap on. Put on the strap on. And I was like,
Eric! Hey! Get your mom's strap on. Oh, Nana, Papa,
tell your grandma to bring the strap on up the top of the stairs, please. Throw it over the banister.
Do me a favor. Put on Fox News when you're in here for me, please.
He's got a strap on. Oh,
so you're the unicorn.
Yeah, 100%, always. That's the dream. So, no, but I don't wear it.
Oh, okay.
So that's not what you meant. Or I misunderstood it.
I didn't know that's what I did mean, but like, no, so who's wearing the strap?
Yeah. So he kept wanting her to put it on, but
to fuck
we
him?
Didn't want, no, to fuck me, but we weren't doing that at that, where it's like, if someone's doing, like, it's not about you. So too much of her shit was like about him and what he wanted to do and changing it for, and so that kind of grossed me out immediately. It wasn't, my foursome was just so good. And so that
people
was
just being like, hey, let it go. And he's kind of like looking at you like, hey, you're here to
do
to
what
fulfill
I want.
Our need. Yeah.
Then the final thing, this dildo was the most giant joke-sized dildo I'd ever seen. I mean, it was too... It was just...
Look like this one right here.
It's too big.
Yeah.
I was like, do you guys have a smaller dildo? They didn't. I'm like, this is
the smaller one.
And then afterwards, when I was leaving, because they were like, did you want to come back tomorrow? And I was like, oh, maybe. But it was like, there was no way.
For what? I've seen everything.
Yeah. I mean, I think they probably had a better time than I did, but... he was like, hey, to her, I forgot her name. He was like, make sure you ice your pussy tonight. It's like, is that how you guys fuck? You're just constantly having to ice your pussy because of this joke-sized dildo? What? And I kept telling him, I'm like,
ice your pussy?
Make sure you ice your pussy tonight.
Hey, it's great media. Yeah. All right, there she goes. Hey, ice your pussy!
Hey, man.
And ice it up.
Oh, and then my Lyft driver was Muhammad, and he was like, oh, I'm going to make sure he's going to be safe. I go, you are worse than him. I go, Muhammad will be fine. I live around Muhammad's. Thank you. But,
oh, my God. So, Muhammad had ice for your pussy.
Ice that. We're going for a bike ride tomorrow now. Hit the ice pack out.
Because I fucked a racist before, and I didn't like it. So I don't know why I did it again. Like, I have to remember I don't want that. But, yeah, I didn't come. I hated it. And then in my brain, I was like, fuck, I'll never have good sex again. I feel like my relationship was good. Best sex I've ever had. It was, like, so good. I had fun fucking her. And so I was just like, oh, no. This is going to be harder than I thought.
Yeah, but how long ago did you guys break up?
Like, in the fall.
In the fall.
No, it's been too long. I can't. I have to. But I'm on the up and up. I'm on the up and up. Went to therapy, doing things, sunshine.
Good.
Yeah.
I feel better. But, yeah.
And, you know, every now and then.
But then, but after the threesome, I got sad for another week and a half for sure.
I just got sad after you told the story.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it. And they also, like, they had a vibrator that was the Hitachi magic wand, but not. And it's like, just get your bitch a magic wand. Like, why are you using a Brookstone knockoff?
Brookstone.
She's like, over here in a vibrator chair trying to get off, and I got a fucking wand right here.
Like, I just want a real wand. But yeah, I don't know. It was no bueno.
Well, you are the fucking best.
But I'm doing Molly tomorrow, so we'll see
that's
what happens.
Great.
Are you
Megan? You know Megan Gailey been on this?
No.
You guys gotta have her on.
I would love to. I don't really know her.
Her birthday's this weekend. We're gonna go dance at Booty Night.
Cool.
So I'm excited.
You should be.
Booty.
I bought a sequins and mesh lace dress, and I'm hoping. It's a good night.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely have good nights. You don't have nights like I have.
What do you mean, going to bed at 10?
Yeah.
10?
I don't do that, but
9:30.
You
sometimes.
Go for it.
No, but I've been going to bed early this week. I've been staying with my friends with the baby, but I don't know. Yeah, I'd stay out late.
Well, listen, we have we have to get you out of here. You got to get going.
Yeah.
You've been paying attention to the
time. I have. I've been paying attention to everything.
It's time. I can't believe it.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, great.
You have a little bit of time. Thank you for being here. Will you one more time with your social media and all that stuff, please?
At Glitter Cheese. Just go there. And then I posted a photo of my dates, but I'll be around. I'm traveling. I'm going to be in Pittsburgh March 24th. Oh, no. March 24th in D.C., April 14th, Pittsburgh.
Awesome. Great. Where in D.C.?
Draft House.
Nice.
It's for a fest, I think. It's one night.
Awesome.
One night.
As always, JLarsonComedy.com, JLarsonComedy, all social media.
RyanSickler.com, RyanSickler on all social media. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.